And now, the AM 1710 Time Machine with host Cameron Palmer.
1991. We are turning the dials on the KHNB Time Machine back 34 years to July 1991. These are the stories and events now taking place. Checking the archives of the Half Moon Bay Review, drinking blamed in Highway 1 pileup. A Half Moon Bay man suspected of drunk driving slammed into the rear of another car, causing a four-car accident on Highway 1. The driver allegedly failed to notice that traffic had been halted on the road. And beach closure planned during fireworks show. In an effort to cut down on illegal fireworks, fights, and injuries, spectators will not be allowed on Surfers Beach during this year's July 4th fireworks display at Pillar Point Harbor. Officers from the CHP and local law enforcement will patrol the area. A new school urge by 1995. The coastside needs a fifth elementary school to be constructed by 1995, according to a report prepared by Parents Advisory Group. The group said they estimated that 550 students is the optimum number for an elementary school because the students are able to feel a sense of community. And now for a little history in the making from my restaurant, Cameron's Pub. There's a new little shopping opportunity heading to town in a most unique setting. The downstairs of my double-decker bus at the pub will be converted into a California vintage shop. At first, it will only be open on weekends. To access the bus, you'll just need to go outside the door into the barrel garden and then up the steps into the double-decker bus. Agnes, who many of you know from the pub, and my daughter Charlotte, who is now my weekend busser, will be setting it up soon. We're all excited and rounding up goods. My mom and friends have many vintage items to spare, so I think you'll find some real treasures. Apparently, vintage goods are making a real comeback, even amongst the younger set. The 10 most sought-after items are primitive kitchen items, vintage lithographs, paintings, antique quilts, vintage religious artwork, mix and matched vintage cups and saucers, vintage area rugs, old coffee tins, breadboards, cabbageware, whatever that is, and old jewelry. Exciting project for us, so keep calm and vintage on. We hope to see you soon at Cameron's Restaurant, Pub, and Inn, and now RV Camping. 1991, major events making news in 1991. Here in the Bay Area, fires in the hills of Oakland burn thousands of homes and kills 25. 70 tornadoes break out in central United States, killing 17. And the Dow Jones average tops 3,000 for the first time. Following the Iraq invasion of Kuwait, United Nations coalition forces bomb Iraqi forces, forcing them out of Kuwait. Technology advances include the airbag and the introduction of the web browser. Cost of living in 1991, a new house is $120,000 on average yearly income of $29,500. Filling your tank will cost $1.12 a gallon. Bacon and eggs. Bacon is $1.95 a pound, and eggs are 85 cents a dozen. A wide range of popular films from Silence of the Lambs, Backdraft, to The Addams Family, and Hook. On the music scene, this artist was born in Augusta, Georgia, and got her start with contemporary Christian music. But everyone knew of her by June 1991, when it hit the charts for 15 weeks, climbing to number 2. Here's Amy Grant and Every Heartbeat.
You will find that you are my one and only.
Born in New Haven, Connecticut, this adult contemporary singer-songwriter first recorded for Epic Records in 1968, but his current career started in 1987 and by 1991 has amassed a long list of hits. Here's Michael Bolton with, as we all know, Love is a Wonderful Thing. Join us again next week for another ride in the KHMB Time Machine. Until then, this is Cameron Palmer. Thanks for listening.
Time keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping into the future.